Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Hi there. Welcome to another episode of Crime Fighters, Click on the Link. In the last episode, Nina, one of Zawadi's classmates, was suspected of having information about the stabbing, but nobody has seen her for days. The police are now trying to establish her whereabouts. Today's episode is entitled Searching for the Truth. And we join Candy, Zawadi's best friend, and Kilele, another classmate. They've both been summoned to the police station, but don't yet know why. Let's find out.
Candy, Kilele, the reason we asked you two to come in is because you've both been forthcoming with information so far. Have any of you seen your classmate Nina lately?
Nina hasn't been to school the last few days.
But she doesn't usually attend all the classes.
That's true. Why? Is she in trouble?
No. We just think she may have some information for us. Have any of you talked to her on the phone or by text?
Yes. Nina and I messaged each other on Twitter. She wanted to come with me to visit Zawadi at the hospital when she gets back.
Gets back? From where?
She said she was staying over at her friend's because they had parties to go to.
Parties to go to? Where does this friend of hers live?
At the hostel near the school.
Candy and Kilele, thank you for cooperating with us again.
Thank you, Officer Beso.
Candy, I need to speak with you privately. Kilele, if you like, you can head back to school now.
Okay.
Candy, I'd like you to take us to where Nina is staying.
Of course, Officer Beso. I have a request, though.
What is it?
I'd like to visit Matu, Zawadi's boyfriend. Last time I was here, I was told I had to get clearance from the officers in charge of the case. Can I visit him?
All right. You can see him for 5 minutes, but not today. Maybe tomorrow or the day after. I'll let you know. And you'll have a guard in there with you to be on the safe side. For now, I'm going to call my partner and we'll all go to look for Nina at her friend's place.
And my location is the Mawatu Central Police Station. Sorry, sir. I didn't see you.
These smartphones are taking our eyes off the things that matter. Are you all right? Or should I ask, is your phone okay?
We are both all right. Thanks. I'm Kilele.
Hello. I am Tembo. Are you looking for someone here at the police station?
No, I was just leaving. I came with my friend Candy, but she's still in there.
Oh, okay. I see you are engrossed in your phone.
Ah, yes. I'm on this social media site called Twari. I was just checking in my location.
Come with me. I'd like to show you something about that phone.
Sure. My classes don't start till midday. Plus, I can take a selfie while I'm here.
To post on Twari?
Now you're getting it.
People put up so much information online. Do you understand that anyone can see your information?
Not anyone. Just my friends on Twari.
If I searched your name right now, are you sure I won't find you on the search engine?
Of course you won't find me. Twari is very private.
Look.
Hey, that's me. Are we friends on Twari?
No. But this is what I was just telling you about. Once you've created an online profile on one of these pages, anyone, even criminals, can find you and access all the personal information you post, even without being your friend. Stuff like where you live, where you work, or your school. For instance, your boss can find your Twari profile and form an impression of who you claim to be online, how you behave in your free time, whether you are someone they'd consider reliable.
But I don't post nasty things. I'm very careful about that. I just post photos of me and my friends having fun, like when we go out. Nothing too personal. Plus, I haven't started applying for jobs yet. I still have a while to go before I finish school.
The internet never forgets. This stuff will all still be searchable in years to come. I have friends who've lost job opportunities just because they had compromising photos or very radical and controversial posts up on social media pages. When they posted them, they didn't think it was that serious. You need to be very careful.
Hmm?
So Nina, you and I are going to have a little chat.
Officer Beso, why did you bring me here? What did I do?
Nina, why did you try to run when we found you at your friend's place?
I was running because my friend ran, and I wasn't sure why. I promise I haven't done anything.
And why did your friend run? What kind of people are you hanging out with?
Sometimes he smokes pot. That's probably why he ran and...
Right. Well, that's not why you're here. I'd like to find out about a text message you wrote to Zawadi Ketu. It says, "Stop bothering me. I won't do it." What did you mean? Nina, you do realize, don't you, that this looks like a possible motive for stabbing Zawadi?
What? No, I didn't stab Zawadi. I wouldn't hurt her.
So what do these words mean?
Okay. I'll tell you everything. A couple of months ago, I created a fake online profile on Tuari. I found pictures of this cute boy online. So I used those and called myself Zaki. I know Zawadi loves posting information about herself. So I sent her a friend request and she accepted without even asking who I was.
What does this have to do with the text message I asked you about?
I'm getting there. So I pretended to be Zaki. And I got close to her by flattering her and showering her with attention. I liked everything she posted and occasionally I'd comment on her photos and the places she visited.
And then what happened?
Well, she ignored me at first, but I persisted. And before long, we started chatting privately. I asked her questions the way a stranger would, like where she was right now and what she was doing. And she got comfortable enough to start telling me personal stuff.
Nina, why would you do that?
I had a crush on her boyfriend, Matu, and I wanted him to break up with her. So I started asking her about her relationship. I'd comfort her every time they argued. Before long, she was coming to me to ask for advice. I told her I would treat her better than Matu did. She was pretty much ready to be my, well, Zaki's girlfriend. I kept sweet-talking her, but she was always quite careful what she wrote. I wanted to take screenshots of our conversation.
What would you have done with those?
Well, at first I was planning to send them to Matu, but then I changed my mind. I decided to let Zawadi know that I had screenshots of her conversation with a stranger online. I threatened to send them to Matu. She begged me not to. So I said I wouldn't if she broke up with Matu.
And why did you, or rather Zake, talk about meeting with Zawadi?
I got carried away with how easy it was to get someone to trust you online. But I swear it was all just a game, Officer Beso. I didn't hurt anyone. I promise.
It's not a game, Nina. Using a false identity to deliberately deceive someone is a very serious thing. You shouldn't be using the internet to harm your classmate.
I'm really sorry, Officer Beso. But there's something else you need to know.
What is it?
A couple of months ago, she came to me to ask if I could lend her some money. She seemed stressed and said she was in a fix, but I didn't have any cash. I asked why she hadn't asked her boyfriend or best friend, and she told me she didn't want too many people knowing about it. And then she kept bothering me about it, and that's when I sent her that message.
Do you know what she wanted the money for?
No. She just told me that she'd made a huge mistake that had cost her school fees.
Okay, Nina. We'll let you go with a warning. But we're going to be watching you closely. Is there anything else you might have forgotten to tell me?
And so we end this episode of Crime Fighters Click on the Link with Nina's confession. But if she wasn't behind the stabbing, who else could have done it? Nina has also revealed that Zawadi might have had money trouble. What did Zawadi need money for? As always, you can listen to this episode again by visiting our webpage, dw.com/crimefighters. And do connect with us by liking our Facebook page. Let us know what you think of this series. Until next time, be well.